Welcome to the podcast on this Monday. It is the 22nd of March, 2021. I'm Joanne, and thank you. Thank you for listening again. Thank you for coming along with me on this Christian journey we are doing together. I want to be honest with you. I'm tired. This was a day that was harder than normal just to collect my thoughts and stay, if you want to say, in the right flow that I wanted to be in, but praise God, he pulled me through. I am going to start with prayer, though. You know, sometimes the Lord wakes you up in the middle of the night to pray, and I think I've just been a little bit short on sleep. So we will go through everything that was shared today, and it's a wonderful, wonderful word. So just If I seem a little bit lethargic, please forgive. I believe the Lord renews us and he gives us his strength. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Even in our weakness, God, your strength remains. You never back down. You never let up. God, you are always pressing your power upon us, God. And so, Father, we open up, we just open up and we receive that, God. And we thank you, Jesus, that where we lack, you supply, you come in and you fill up the gaps. And because it's all about you anyway, it's all for the glory of your name. It's not for the glory of my name or anyone else's. So Jesus, I just thank you that we can be honest with you and you say, hey, in your weakness, I'm strong. And so we receive that. We give you praise for being such an amazing Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. What a weekend. Oh, wow. I shared, you know, that last week, it was like I saw an image of the whip. You know, Jesus made a whip of cords and he drove out the money changers from the temple. He caused a stampede. And it was like I saw the whip, you know, tapping on the floor, like, I am just patiently waiting. I'm getting ready to strike. And then over the weekend, all three services that I attended at our church, it was just power, power, power. The Lord moving in such a profound way. And just the power of his presence, the authority of the word that was preached. And so I just want to give him all the praise and the glory. But in the worship service, in the second worship service that I attend with my husband and my daughter, I had a prayer answered because there's this gap between the stage and the first pew. And it's a fairly large sanctuary. And I've prayed that area of the floor in between would be used for people to come up and worship. And that would be something new and different at our church. It would be a new expression of praise. But hey, all things are possible with God, right? People would say, well, Joanne, why don't you do that? And I've honestly felt like, you know, they've seen me praise and worship enough at our church. It really needs to be fresh blood, you know, coming. It needs to be someone that you would never suspect, you know, to lead in that. And it happened. It happened in the second service. This woman came down. And during the prayer time, when a lot of people will bow at the altar, and she just came and stood and worshiped. So not knowing whether or not she needed prayer, I walked over to her and, you know, just gently laid my hand on her back. And I noticed she's just worshiping. And so it was really powerful, and got to talk to her later. And we discussed, you know, how we have to overcome the fear of man's opinions, the approval and the love of the approval of man, and just go for the approval of God. Because she shared that, you know, she was kind of arguing with God about it, you know, when he was wanting her to do that. And, you know, she realized, how was she going to do all these other things in the Lord if she couldn't even do this one simple thing? So she's responded in obedience, and it was powerful for her. I'll tell you what, this scripture that I love is that in Acts, it says in Acts, where is it? 5:32, that God gives his Holy Spirit to those who obey him. And many times a fresh obedience to the Lord results in a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Selah. I mean, we want to be filled with the Spirit, right? And a lot of times we're just waiting for the Spirit to come over us. And many times he's waiting on us to act upon something or to respond to his voice. And that's where the filling comes. So think about your worship and your expression of praise. Because David said in the Psalms 71:14, I will praise you more and more. And it wasn't again and again. It was more adding on to more, adding on to more. And I believe this is what our praise and our worship is meant to be, a fresh expression of our praise and worship, you know, responding to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do, not doing the same thing we've always done. Okay? Think about relationships. Relationships get really dull if you just do the same thing you've always done. You know, we're always looking for more creativity and new ways to express our love for each other. Okay? We don't just keep repeating the same thing year after year after year. And we shouldn't do that with God either. My goodness. You know, we should be growing in our expression of our praise and worship and becoming more free, free to respond to him. I think sometimes people set limits. It's like, Lord, I will only do this much, but I ain't going any further. I ain't doing that. And I find that that will be the exact limit that God will challenge. And it's not so much that, okay, I'm just wanting you to do that. He's wanting a surrendered heart. He's wanting a heart that loves him more than we love the opinions of people and what people think of us. And I find this in worship. We have to step outside of what other people would think about us. And I believe this is why worship is so powerful, and it releases power in a room. It releases glory. It releases the presence of the Lord, because we are laying down a fear and we are taking up the love of God. We're pouring out our love and we're receiving his presence in a more powerful way. Oh, I've gotten off my notes again. So anyway, this young woman, she stepped out unashamed of her love for God. And I believe he calls us to do the same. And, you know, fear of man, that's one of the things that God has helped me with for years, is to not love what other people think, but to love what God thinks more. To love him more. And isn't he worthy? I mean, isn't he worthy of all of our love? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your worship. Okay. So, do you need a fresh sacrifice in your praise and worship? It says in Acts 3:19, that refreshing can come from the Spirit of the Lord. And so maybe this fire of the Holy Spirit just needs to burn off a bunch of old patterns, ways of doing things. Do something different with the Lord and what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do, to not be ashamed, worship him. You get free, that's for one thing. You get downloads, you get refreshing, you get a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Okay, whenever we respond to him in that way. So, one of the scriptures that we've been talking about a lot is 2 Corinthians 3:18. And I felt like the Lord took me back to this again. And we're still talking about that image of God. God is restoring the image. I truly believe this, where 2020 and all that stuff marred the image of the church, his people. God is doing an inner healing work. He's restoring his people. This verse of scripture, it says, but we all of us with an unveiled face are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we're going to unpack this verse a little bit more. And I'll just be transparent with you. I was dealing with the feelings of being rejected. And I don't like rejection. I mean, you know, we all have our things that we battle. I was just crying out to the Lord about this, about feeling rejected, seeing myself as someone who is rejected. And by the way, God, do you notice that other people see me that way too? What a veil. You think of a veil, trying to look at yourself, the image in the mirror with a veil. Or maybe it's with a filter or dirty glasses and trying to look at yourself in the mirror and you can't see clearly. God wants to lift these veils, these lies that the enemy has spoken to us about ourselves. And then, by the way, they think that about you too. And what if the opposite is true? What if it is the exact opposite? And so, you know, as I'm crying out to the Lord and just talking to him about this today, about rejection, and it's like the Lord said, no, that's not how they see you. They see you as being stable. They see you as being confident. It's like the opposite is true. Well, then it got funny. It's like, oh, Lord God, what a dirty liar the enemy is. The Bible says he's a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's a liar. And when God flips the light switch on and says, no, you've been looking at this all wrong. Let's lift that veil. Let's take those lenses off. Let's see this image in the mirror more clearly. Wow, how God sees us too. So glory to God. There's a man that I listened to for a period of time. I still love this man's ministry. It's Igniting Hope with Steve and Wendy Backlund. And he tells the story about, you know, feeling like something was just uniquely wrong with him. And isn't that the truth? I mean, if you feel like something's wrong with you, guess what? Welcome to the human race. There's something wrong with all of us. That's why we need Jesus, right? But after we come to Jesus, the Bible says if any man, any woman is in Christ, they're a new creation. All things are made new, including the image in the mirror. Okay? We're beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So basically, we died, okay, when we came to Christ and we were buried with him in baptism. We died. And the resurrected life of Jesus Christ came to live on the inside of us. It is healing us on the inside, and that is working its way out to where we look like Jesus. And when we look in the mirror, we're seeing his image. Amen. And we're being transformed to that same image from glory to glory to glory. And this is where I need the Jeopardy music as I'm looking at my notes. Do, do, do. Oh, so how we've interpreted ourselves, how we've interpreted life. You know, sometimes those are things that we've believed for a long period of time. But I believe that we're in a time right now where the Lord is bringing clarity to what we see about ourselves and what we believe about ourselves. And he's even going further and saying, this is how other people see you as well. It's really important to affirm our brothers and sisters, to speak blessings over them, to speak positively about each other so that they don't see themselves through a nasty veil that totally misrepresents the truth of God. Okay, so we'll help each other see what is right with them. I learned a long time ago, the Lord said, Joanne, if you're only hearing what's wrong with you and you're never hearing what's right with you, that's not God's voice. Okay, because God will bless us. He will speak encouraging things to us. So just pray into this, you know, just ask the Lord, Lord, is there any way that I am seeing myself that is not true? And is there any way that I think others see me that is not true? And then, Father, what do you want me to see about myself? How do you want me to see myself? How do you see me? And just see what the Father says about you. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, for casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, being ready to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Okay. Jesus also said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So Heavenly Father, we just praise you so much for your amazing truth today. Father, we just lift the veil off of each other, God. We just, in the Spirit, God, we just lift that veil. And Father, let the image of Christ be fully seen, fully recognized, God, in your church. Let Jesus be revealed in us. Thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.